The people dressed in black, you say they were, did everybody dress in black?
Usually, when I was a kid, yeah. Whenever a person died, when I was a little boy, they wore what they call a moon, you know. The women wore a black dress. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
They were in mourning.
In mourning. They were in mourning, you understand?
They were mourning for a year.
They go like that for a year. The respect of the dead one. The women, did they wear a black, what you call them, shawl, whatever they call it, over their head, you know?
Yes.
And you see them, when you go down, they say, well, yeah, she, somebody died. She says, there's the family, there's the lady, there's the girl, there's the man. The man named, he wore what you call him on his arm, you know, black stripe on his arm. You recognize that he was, in other words, he had lost somebody in his family. You see, that's the way the old time. But now it's not that. they die today, and tomorrow they go to the dance.
Years ago, people die, and they didn't know what they died.
Well, not occasionally they didn't know what caused the death. They did, most of them, they lingered around, you know. They didn't go to the hospital, and they. They wait there, some of them die.
What would they call it?
Most anything. You didn't have any particular thing to call it.
When somebody got a pain down their side, that was what?
Well, they didn't know that. They said, sometimes they call it indigestion, and sometimes they say, well, he had something wrong with appendicitis or something like that, you know. And they didn't have all the stuff that they have today. That was somebody get out there and they got a little pain in the stomach, they send him to the hospital right away. Get x-rayed and everything, find out what's wrong with him. Got a little gas on his stomach, that's all, and they keep him in there for a week and make $200-$300 with him. It's because he had a little, ate too much stuff or drank something. And that's the way they work.
What, did any of your family get diseases or anything like that when you were coming up?
No, there's none of my family that had anything that harmed them in any way.
What'd you get from malaria?
Well, I don't know. They might have had a little fever now and then, but not too much. Ain't
that right? What did you get from malaria? You know what they would get from malaria around here?
We never had malaria.
No, I don't remember that any of my children had any malaria fever. They call it malaria. They were continuing on and off. You know, we're always kept in pretty good health all the way through. Everybody. That's what I say. We're fortunate. So many people at our age, my wife and I, at our age, can do for ourselves. How many of you will find that our age can do that?
Yeah.
Huh?
I was going to ask you what the secret to your long life and health was.
Well, the secret is that you got to, in my way, I always did this, work hard. You know? Work hard. And eat the proper food at the right time. So many people, they don't know what's wrong with them because, you know, they don't get the food at the time they should. Person gets up in the morning, maybe you don't. You get up in the morning, you gotta go and get your breakfast, regardless, whatever it is. Get your breakfast in the morning. That's a main meal, your breakfast. Get a good breakfast. And then get a good dinner at the right time, not between time. At 12 o'clock, you eat again. And around 6 o'clock, you go back there and you eat again.